Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We've had some wonderful services in jails and prisons in time past. Praise God. And we are here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. Praise God. We're doing a teaching series on love. Praise the Lord. And we got talking about forgiveness. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's part of love too. Praise God. So call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this exciting message on today. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Now it's time to forgive. Don't you know when people have grudges in their heart, it causes their body to suffer. And I'm making it clear on radio so people can understand, know that. Amen. I'm telling you, if you want the Lord to bless you, want the Lord to heal you, want the Lord to forgive you of your sins, you must first forgive others. You must first clean up your life. You must first let go grudges, disagreements. Let it go. Yes. Because it's not worth it holding on to them things, then suffering. I'm telling you, because you bring misery and illness and sickness and ailments upon yourself, holding the grudges in your heart.
Amen.
I'm telling you, praise God. Holding resentment in your heart.
Yes.
Yes, you do. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. What the Bible said, amen, praise God, in First John 4, praise God, in verse number 17. What does it say, Missionary Velvet?
Herein is our love made perfect.
Herein is our love made perfect.
That we may have boldness in the day of judgment.
That we may have boldness in the day of judgment.
Because as he is, so are we in this world.
So the Lord let us know we can be like Christ.
Amen.
We can have a life unspotted before the world.
Yes.
We can live holy. I'm telling you. Amen. Well, the world is so full of so much evil, so much sin, so much resentment, so much bitterness. But the Jesus will cause you to have that boldness and that peace, that love in your heart. Be clean. Praise God. I'm telling you. Amen. When people want to all the time holler, praise God, I don't have anything in my heart. I don't have nothing in my heart. If you keep on talking about it, there must be something in there. I'm telling you, we need to get that mess out your heart. Because you cannot go to heaven with resentment in there. Let's go to St. Mark 10:11. Praise God. And verse number 24. St. Mark 11:24. Let's see what Jesus said about this. Because we got to have that love. Amen. If you want to make heaven your home. Glory to God.
Praise
Amen.
Him.
What did Jesus say in St. Mark, the gospel according to St. Mark 11:24.
And he said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them.
Now, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and the word of God is true. The Lord will do what he said to do. He'll heal your body. of sickness and disease. The Lord will forgive you of your sin. Yes, he will. He'll do these things. So you believe it. It's true.
And when you stand praying.
And when you be praying.
Forgive.
That's what Jesus said.
If you have all against any.
Now, that was that. You need to forgive others. You cannot get your blessing from God with your heart full of mess against other people.
That your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses.
So the Lord will forgive you of your wrong.
But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses.
Then the Lord is not going to forgive you. Y'all heard what that Bible said? Because you cannot go to heaven with mess in your heart against other people. I'm telling you. Amen. Because the devil is the one that put that mess in there. I'm telling you. When Christ come in you, you must forgive. You must treat people the way you want to be treated. You must have that love in your heart. Yes. Love one another. And treat people right. Amen. I demonstrate love. I want to love people. And treat people the way I want to be treated.
Praise him.
You don't be charged of how people treat you. How people treat you, that's between them and God. But you do give an account of how you treat other folks. So I want to let you know, sow good seeds. Do unto others as you will have them to do unto you. And if they don't treat you right, that's between them and God. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. Jesus said, if when you stand praying, forgive if you have a heart against any. Because if you don't, the Lord ain't standing by what you're talking about. You talking about, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me of my sin. Lord, save me. Lord, heal my body. He ain't studying that mess. You hear me? Glory to God. Amen. But you must forgive. Amen. When you forgive, then God will show his love. I'm telling you, he'll show his love. He will, the power of God will grab you and turn you every way but loose.
Praise God.
You said, some got a hold of me. Yes. Glory to God. I'm telling you, it's time to forgive. You heard me?
Yes, it is.
Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, so the Lord can heal your body. You will be healthy. I'm telling you, glory to God. Forgive. Glory to God. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. When you forgive, you don't be keep bringing it up all the time. Every time you talk, just all the time talking about it. All the time talking about it. That's because you ain't forgive. You haven't forgiven them. But when you forgive, you let go. Amen. Put it, let it be bygone, bygone. Glory to God. I'm telling you, because you done forgave them. You hear me? Glory to God. I'm telling you, praise our God. It's time to forgive.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Let's go back to the lesson.
The 18th verse said, there is no fear in love.
There is no fear in love.
But perfect love casts out fear.
Let you know. Amen. When you get this perfect love that I'm preaching about today, amen, he'll cast away all your fear.
Because fear has torment.
Amen. When folks fearful, that be the only way to hell. You heard me?
And that fear is not made perfect in love.
I'm telling you, amen. Praise our God. Folks scared. That's because they're not saved. They know they're lost. The only way to have burning hell. Praise God. But when you got Christ in your soul, glory to God, and got that love in your soul, glory to God, you ready to go home to be with Jesus.
And we love him because he first loved us.
We love him because, amen, he first loved us.
If a man say, I love God and hate his brother, he is a liar.
Y'all heard that? Praise God.
He that loveth not his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen?
Y'all heard what that Bible said? Hey, amen. If you can't love your brother, who you see, how in the world are you going to, amen, love God that you have not seen? Amen. It's time to love people. And praise God.
This commandment we have from him, that he who loveth God, love his brother also.
Y'all heard what that Bible said? Glory to God, amen. Amen. Let you know you love God. You'll love your brother and sister that you see every day. I'm telling you, it's time to love people. It's time to forgive. Amen. Don't hold no grudges. Don't hold no resentment. But have that love in your heart. Praise God. Praise so the power of God can heal you and keep you out them doctor's offices. Keep you out them hospitals. Keep you off, amen. Praise God every time, amen. Praise God, amen. Got your drugstore in your medicine cabinet. Huh? I'm telling you. Praise our God. Amen. You talking about the person that's on, amen, marijuana and crack cocaine, and you're addicted to all those prescription medicine. Praise God. I'm telling you, praise our God. Amen. I'm telling you, I know I'm preaching like thunder and lightning here on the broadcast. Amen. But I'm telling you, it's time to forgive. It's time to get that mess out your heart. Glory to God. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. Praise our God. Glory to God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Glory. I'm a holiness preacher. You hear me? I preach old-fashioned holiness. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God, God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Talking about love, praise our God. Forgiveness, praise God. Lord, look on people in mercy. Those that need to forgive. Lord, fix it so they can go to the one that they need to negotiate, to talk to, confess to. Lord, let them go to them. In the spirit of peace, praise God. Let them say, amen, forgive me. Amen. Let everything be, amen, forgiven and settled. So they can pray and say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. Lord, amen, I won't sin no more. Lord, blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up, run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, eye disease, whatever it is. Stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch those prisoners. Now know you love them, Lord. Lord, deliver, transform, and change their lives. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus, while you're praising God for your deliverance. Here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise his son. Said Jesus can work it out if you let him. He can work out any situation and problem. He can do it, but we got to allow him to do it. You believe that message and prayer that Ella Holmes been preaching and praying all this month. The Lord has heard your cry. And you can say, yes, Lord, I'm here. You take me in your hand, mold me and make me into who I need to be. And he will do just that. Dope behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. Jesus loves you even more. Give him a chance. Those in the free world, thank you for praying support of our ministry. Continue to pray, but we pray for you. Remember that God loves you with an everlasting love. But most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I encourage you, I implore you to give God a chance. He will not disappoint you. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vail and myself. The Lord may open up doors to be made spread the gospel more into more jails and prisons.
Amen.
And those of you that's incarcerated, write our ministry. Provide Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. Today's broadcast to Chaplain William Holmes, along with my one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.